Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Back in 1952, Jim Zintgraff went hunting out in Valverde County when he came across ancient pictographs on a rock wall.
I kind of worked my way back to the car and put my gun away and got my camera, and I've been shooting pictures ever since. I have right now about 13,000 negatives of the sites out there. There's about 300 different sites, even more of that of lesser sites.
Seminole Canyon State Park and Historic Site is home to many of these spectacular displays. At the Fate Bell Shelter, which is one of the oldest cave dwellings in North America, a huge cliff overhang contains some of North America's oldest Indian pictographs. Guided tours are provided by volunteers from the Rock Art Foundation, of which Mr. Zintgraff is executive director.
Paintings are beautiful. Most of them are in pretty vivid color, and they tell a story. And we do have an awful lot of discussion about what that story is because they were done so long ago. And we have no apparent person to talk to tell us what they might be. The folks in Australia are very fortunate because many of the Aborigines are still living. So the stories are passed down one generation to another, and you can figure out generally what things mean.
To learn more about the White Shaman and pictograph tours at Seminole Canyon, come to PassportToTexas.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.